You're listening to KXSU News on KXSU 102.1 FM, Seattle University's student-run radio station.
Hello, my name is Sedona Nafee, and welcome to KXSU News. All of the KXSU reporters are working hard to bring you engaging and interesting topical content about pop culture, politics, local happenings, and world news. The next segment is dedicated to helping you learn a little about the KXSU news staff and some of their favorite things from the summer. So without further ado, let's get to know your reporters.
Hi, my name is Haley. I use she, her, hers pronouns. I'm really super excited to introduce the new KXSU News staff this year. I'm the KXSU News Director, and I'm super stoked this is a brand new program we're doing here, so this is the very first issue of it that you're ever hearing. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and my favorite thing to do in Phoenix is to go on long drives with my friends and to consume anything cold because it's really hot. I'm a senior communications and media major with a specialization in journalism, and my two highlights of the summer slash fall. I really liked Ariana Grande's new album Sweetener. I think she's a really strong person and that her new album really reflected a lot of the stuff that she's gone through. And then A Star is Born just came out with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, and wow, everything about that movie and the soundtrack is wow. Would recommend. I'm really excited that we're going to be bringing you such fun and engaging content on KXSU News this year, so keep on listening.
Hi, my name is Pi. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm excited to be a part of the new KXSU News staff. My hometown is Los Angeles, California, where my favorite thing to do is go thrifting and go to shows for local bands. I'm a first year, and my major is digital design with a minor in nonprofit administration. My two favorite albums that dropped this summer were Mitski's Be the Cowboy and Being Alive by Frankie Cosmos. These are two of my favorite artists, and I was very fortunate to have new content from them both. I look forward to bringing you artistic vision and political insight on the KXSU News team this year.
Hi, my name is Chavi. I go by she, her, and hers as pronouns, and I'm excited to be part of the new KXSU News staff. My hometown is Delhi, India, where my favorite thing to do is enjoy tons of spicy streetside food. I'm a junior this year, and my major is communication and media studies with a specialization in journalism. My two favorite movies of this summer were Conjuring Part 1 and The Nun, because I love getting spooked, and for some reason the supernatural stuff brings me joy, because why not? It's the Halloween season. I look forward to bringing you some international perspectives with a little twist on KXSU News this year.
Hello, my name is McKaylee Kane. I'm a first-year journalism major here at Seattle University, and I use she, her pronouns. I'm from Sandpoint, Idaho, which is a small town way by the Canadian border, and my favorite thing to do back at home is to spend time outdoors, whether that be on our mountain or in our lake. And my favorite song of the summer was definitely Past Lives by Borns, which is nothing new, but a classic for me. And my favorite movie was Crazy Rich Asians, because it made me sob, but also made my heart very full. And that was a winning combination. I'm really excited to bring you some human interest stories this year, hopefully some interesting news. And I'm really excited to be working with KXSU News.
Hi there. My name is Sam. My pronouns are she, her, and hers, and I'm from Lomita, California. But typically I just say I'm from LA, because no one really knows where Lomita is. I'm a third-year communication and media major with a specialization in journalism and a minor in international studies. My two top favorite movies from the summer were The Incredibles 2 and Christopher Robin, because I am a major Disney fanatic, which I like to think comes from living in LA most of my life. But most importantly, I look forward to sharing some wonderful stories with all of you in these upcoming weeks.
Hi, my name is Ben. I go by he, him, his pronouns. I'm excited to be a part of the new KXSU News staff. My hometown is Alameda, California, where I like to run along the water and explore the city. I am a freshman this year at Seattle University, and my major is communications with a focus on journalism. My two favorite movies this summer were Avengers: Infinity War and Solo. I look forward to bringing fun and informative content on KXSU News this year.
Hi, my name is Holly. I go by she, her, hers pronouns, and I am excited to be a part of the new KXSU News staff. My hometown is Denver, Colorado, where my favorite things to do are explore the city and enjoy winter out in the mountains. I am a first-year communications major. My favorite movie of the summer was definitely Hereditary, because it's about time a good horror movie was made this year. I am so excited to embark on this new journey of KXSU, and I hope everyone enjoys listening to it.
Hi, my name is Sedona. I go by she, her, hers pronouns, and I am excited to be a part of the new KXSU news staff. My hometown is Tucson, Arizona, where my favorite thing to do is anything that doesn't involve going outside in the summer. I am a freshman this year, and my major is forensic psychology. My two favorite movies of this summer were Christopher Robin and Ocean's 8, because I could see them more than once and still be entertained. I look forward to bringing you fun and informative content on KXSU News this year.
Hello, this is Aubriana Wright on the importance of voting. With midterms coming up both in class and in our government, we must remember the importance of our individual voice. Democracy, a system of government in which power is vested in the people through freely elected representatives. As a democracy, we get to choose what's next. We decide the future of our local, state, and federal government through our individual vote. You are important in this process. How you choose to get involved will decipher the future of America. If you're a Seattle native, a student transplant, or just a random fellow who decided KXSU News was how you wanted to spend your hour, what is discussed in this segment will directly involve you in some way. At Seattle University, there are various ways to get involved in the election process. Seattle University student government has taken initiative to getting students registered, civically engaged, and educated on what we can do if we are from out of state. To get a better understanding of this, I spoke to Afton Rodriguez, a staff member in our student government office.
So we do two really important things. The first is helping get folks registered to vote, both in state and out of state. And then in addition to helping folks getting registered to vote out of state, we also help with absentee ballots, as in where to find them, where to print them out, and then how to get them sent back into your correct state. Oftentimes there will be a representative actually from SGSU here, and they'll be able to direct you to our voter ballot box, which has all of the information for all of the voting deadlines for every state in our country. And then it has specific directions on how to actually request and then mail your absentee ballot. What we ask everyone to do is go to vote.org, and we'll either pull that up for you. We have computers, or if you want to bring your own, that's great. And then you can actually get your absentee ballot and fill it out online and print it right from there. And then we can help you fill it out if you have any questions, and kind of give you like general information behind some like various different laws that are coming up maybe on your ballot. And then we will give you an envelope and a stamp that, and like help you like give all the addressing information of where to send that to, if it's within 5 days of when your voting needs to be like in by. Otherwise, we will help you find a way to do that online.
For more information on what you can do on campus, go to the SGSU Lounge located on the third floor of the Student Center or email sgsucivicengagement@seattleu.edu. Along with the Student Government Lounge, students can also mail their absentee ballots for free at Supercopy. If you're already registered to vote and your ballot arrived at your out-of-state home, you can also have someone mail that ballot to you. Once you get it, you may fill it out and then send it to your county. You can find this county at vote.org with directions to follow. Now, let's probe deeper into the county that surrounds Seattle University, King County. King County is the home to over 2.1 million people, making it the most populated county in the state of Washington. To get insight on the election process here and insider tips on voting, I talked to Kendall Levan Hudson, the chief of staff for King County Elections.
I think one thing that confuses a lot of people, especially if they're not from here, is that we vote by mail. So we encourage people is if you are, you don't need a stamp anymore, which is very exciting. And if you're going to mail your ballot, we do recommend people drop it in the mail by that Friday before election date. So the way it works in Washington State is it has to be postmarked by election day, but at the moment where the post office is like, okay, you know, stamp canceled, and they put a little date on it, and it's that date that we have to, by law, use to count mm-hmm. your ballot. And I think some people think that if they put their ballot in their home mailbox or even one of those, you know, big USPS blue boxes on the street, if they put that in the mail on election day, then it counts as on time. And the reality is postal service really varies. So sometimes those get picked up every day. Sometimes they don't. I mean, it just, there's some variability. So we recommend if you are going to mail it the Friday before election day. Or people can go to a drop box, and you can go to a ballot drop box right until 8 p.m.
All people registered to vote get a ballot in the mail and can choose either to mail in that ballot or use it as a reference when hitting the polls. If you're not registered to vote, there's still time. Here's how Kendall suggests it can be done.
What's really important for people right now is that there actually is still time to register to vote if you are not yet registered. You do have to come in person to one of our two offices. We have a location in Renton, and then we have one in downtown Seattle. So people actually have until October 29th to register. And the good news is actually Washington, in the past legislative session, passed a couple of new laws. So we actually will be moving to same-day registration in Washington, which is fantastic.
After learning all of this, voting may seem intimidating, complicated, and stressful, but fear not.
You're not going to do it wrong. So I feel like we heard a lot of people who were concerned in recent elections, especially newer voters, about, oh my gosh, like I didn't put it in a security sleeve, or, you know, what if I didn't sign it properly? And the reality is Washington has really quite progressive voting laws compared to a lot of other states. So Washington is what we call a voter intent state, which means our team can go to really great lengths to help make sure your ballot is counted. So it is completely fine if you didn't put it in the security sleeve. It happens all the time. We'll still make sure that it gets counted and is private and anonymous. If you forget to sign it or the signature doesn't match on the ballot, that's okay too. We actually follow up with people. As soon as we get it, if the signature doesn't match, and they can correct that by just, you know, sending us a letter back saying, you know, here's a different signature, this one should match. So that's not a problem either. You don't have to vote on everything. It's another thing we hear confusion about. People feel like, I don't know how to vote in some of these races, and it's okay to leave them blank. Vote on whatever you're comfortable voting on.
Now that we know how it all works, it is time to practice our knowledge. Voting is a fun and important way for you to get engaged with the world and have a voice in today's politics. You can continue this impact through having discussions about your beliefs and listening to what others' opinions are as well. It is time to make the change you want to see. The change will start now. This has been Aubriana Pyright signing out.
Hi, my name is Holly Manziak, and you're listening to KXSU News. Today, I am very excited to talk about the upcoming Campion Haunted House event. It is an annual event put on by students, specifically your Campion RAs, and it is meant for both the students and staff of Seattle University. The Campion Haunted House is a tradition for the school. The spooky transformation of Campion basement into a real-life haunted house is definitely worth a visit. This year especially will be exciting because of its theme, the undead. As a first-year college student, I can totally relate to this idea of being undead. From piles of homework to jobs and clubs and midterms just around the corner, no wonder the theme relates perfectly to the collegiate experience. This time, Campion will offer zombies outside of your typical classroom. I spoke with Emerald Lynch, who is a volunteer organizing the event, who spoke about how the horror connects to Seattle University.
In zombie kind of theme, and we're gonna have like crazy creepy professors and like students just covered in blood and like SU gear, and it's gonna be really gnarly.
The event is meant to portray a haunted theme of Seattle University. They will transform your greatest fears, I mean your professors and your classes, into a new world of horror. Emerald went on to tell me the goal of the haunted house.
We're putting a lot of thought and effort into making it just really cool and spooky. Like, we don't want some lame haunted house. Like, we're trying to put together, like, a cool event that people are genuinely going to enjoy. And we're considering our demographic. Like, we're looking at, like, 20-year-old college students. Like, they want a real haunted house, and we're going to do our best to put that on for everybody. So it's just going to be really spooky. It's going to be scary and fun and dark and dead.
A free event on Halloween definitely deserves a visit.
With the hard work of the Campion RAs, it is clear that this is the perfect event for this Wednesday Halloween. Avoid the prices and the travels and try for a SU local scare. I also spoke with Jasmine Henderson, another volunteer of the event.
That's like too intoxicated, and one of the scary people are going to be like, help me, what do I do? And then we're going to have like stuff written on the like posters and stuff about like what you can do to help a person if they're like overly intoxicated and how to like be responsible with your drinking.
More than just a haunted house, the event focuses on prevalent issues in the collegiate setting, such as underage drinking, to bring a twist to real-life horror. Relating both fiction and real-life horrors, the haunted house promises both an educational and entertainment experience for those willing to be scared.
It's fun. Like, you can't have Halloween without a haunted house, I feel like. And it's on the day of Halloween, and so if you maybe don't have plans for Halloween, that can be something fun that you can do.
Be sure to stop in on the Campion Basement on October 31st, Halloween of course, to experience a thrilling and chilling Campion tradition. It is open to all students of Seattle University, so go support your fellow Redhawks and celebrate the spookiest season of all. With KXSU News, I'm Holly Manziak.
Hello world! This is your maid Chubby. Halloween is a week out, which for us means a spooky good time and candy cravings. But what does it mean for Seattle University's international students?
Hi, my name is Maria Algueta. I'm from Chile, Santiago. That's the main city and it's the capital. I'm a senior nursing major, so I'm really excited for this year and graduation is coming up soon.
Hi, my name is Karthik. I'm from India. I'm from a city called Hyderabad. I'm a graduate student and I'm in the Master's in Finance program.
My name is Yihe Zhang. I'm from China, Beijing. My major is Communication and Media Majors. I'm a second year student.
I'm Courtney Murphy. I'm from Australia and I'm a freshman at Seattle University.
My name is Taizo. I'm a junior in Seattle U. I'm studying biochemistry and I'm originally from Vietnam.
Now let's hear how our global friends celebrate this occasion.
It's very similar, like how people celebrate it here. We basically just kids go on the streets, ask for candies. And as an adult, it's mainly like going to parties, but like we don't really dress up. It's just if we want to.
In China, we mostly just like what the Americans did. And we pretty have the same punky and the cousins and yeah.
It's a famous event for young people, but it's not like something like the whole country celebrates, but it's really famous. And what we do mostly just like hanging out and like have costume party with friends. Yeah, basically similar to what people do here in America.
We do celebrate it in some parts, and most of the youngsters like to dress up. So that's what I always ended up doing as well.
And what costumes are these students planning to wear?
I think I want to go as a lifeguard. We don't really celebrate it at home, so it'll be a different environment.
But we want to come up with something special. We don't want to be like Wonder Woman or what everybody else dress up as like.
I'm planning to dress up like a scary, like a monster-themed outfit. So it might be like an it or a clown.
Probably maybe Harry Potter's.
So friends, it sounds like Halloween is all over the air, and we've influenced quite a few across the globe, from China, Vietnam, and India, to Australia and Chile. Next time, when you run into someone from a different country, stop for a moment and ask about how they celebrate their Halloween. Till then, have a happy and spooky Halloween. This is your maid Chavi signing out.
Halloween costumes are a fun and easy way to get into the spirit of the holiday. But when does the fun and festivities come to a screeching halt due to something more serious? As children, we are told it is a day of pretend and make-believe. Yet that leaves us wondering, where do we draw the line when dressing up? Cultural appropriation has been a long-standing issue in American culture and is even more prevalent around Halloween. But what is cultural appropriation? Cultural appropriation is the taking of aspects of an underrepresented culture by members of a dominant culture. But the question of how does this apply to our choice in costumes still remains. we talked to Dr. Kimberly Harden, an instructor of communication here at Seattle University, regarding the issue.
Wearing dreadlocks on Halloween. And I always question, why are you wearing dreadlocks? Oh, because they're cool. Okay, but what's cool to you is a black person's reality, right? We go into work and could be fired in some instances for wearing dreadlocks or told you can't come to work, you have to change your hairstyle. Even young students are being sent home from school because they have dreadlocks. So if we're being penalized for it, why do you insist on wearing it for a Halloween costume, thinking it's fun and games when we have consequences and you don't? So it's not fun and games. So things like that, people need to have conversations about why they're, what their intention is.
The discussions over Halloween costumes being culturally appropriative started back in 2015 when students at Yale University voiced their concern. That was only 3 years ago, and these conversations are still taking place on college campuses. We want to know, why is it important to be having these conversations? We talked to Michelle Kim, the Assistant Director of the Office of Multicultural Affairs here on campus.
I think, one, that it involves a holiday that impacts a lot of young people. To me, I think that, like, we can change and shift culture and how we relate to one another and how we, right, if our world is becoming more and more diverse and we're trying to connect across difference and similarities and build a more inclusive society, right, if that's the ultimate, to me, goal, right, if we're trying to create a more kind of inclusive, equitable, understood kind of community, right, I think this is a time, Halloween and costumes and fun and trick-or-treating and all these things, like I think it involves like generations of people, right? It's like the parents to the teenagers to the young kids and what have you and family, you know, whoever that is involved. And I think that can be really impactful, I think. And because it's supposed to be a fun holiday, I think people don't understand that it can have a significant impact on another person's life.
Since it causes so much harm, is it ever okay to wear another culture's traditional dress, we wonder? Kim speaks to this concern, saying,
the context is so important, right? One is invitational, right? There's an invitation from your friends, your community members, your partner, your whatever life, right? There's an invitation to take part in something, right? And my assumption in those situations, in those contexts, is that there's an appreciation for what this means for that event, that culture, that person, right? But in the context of Halloween, for instance, it's not about that, right? One, there it's not invitational. It's you deciding on your own to take something, right? That looks really pretty, or I love Chinese food, therefore, right? So I'm gonna take something and put it on, or whatever, right? And so, and it's to play pretend. And I think, to me, that's the line where it can cross over from like an appreciation of something to appropriating.
So what should someone do if they have questions about a costume being culturally appropriative? Kim said, if you have questions about it, it probably is not something you should be wearing. Harden suggested you ask questions to people within that cultural or ethnic group about it and follow what they say regarding the issue. It is important to keep in mind that while you may see it as a fun costume, others see it as offensive because of the symbolism tied to it. Others' people's cultures are not costumes. This includes sombreros, kimonos, indigenous headdresses, and other costumes that mock or are used in disrespectful fashions. So remember, the next time you go to buy a Halloween costume, ask yourself, is this cultural appropriation? This is Sam with KXSU News signing off.
Everywhere you look on campus, there are signs of transitions, whether it be the vibrant changing colors of the leaves or the brisk chill in the morning air.
As a Seattle U community heads into the new year, I caught up with a first year and a fourth year to see how their transition is going and how they're adjusting to this year in Seattle.
My name is Graham Wilgus. I am from Oak Park, Illinois, and I'm a first year here at Seattle U. You know, I'm really just excited. I feel like starting so late in the year, there's just a lot of time to to think about what's going to happen and worry. But I think that once I got here, I really, like, all that faded to the background, and just all the new experiences just were amazing and everything I could hope and dream. Yeah. So.
My name is Michael Clymer. I use they, them, their pronouns. I am a senior or fourth year French major with a double minor in political science and sociology. I think it's a bittersweet mm-hmm. kind of season, right? This is my last year on campus, or my last fall on campus, my last year on campus, which for me personally means most likely my last fall in Seattle. And so it feels good to be back, especially since I was abroad for winter and spring quarter last year. And so it's good to be back, and it's good to be on campus, and it's good to see people that I've missed. And yet also at the same time, I don't recognize faces on campus anymore. I don't recognize campus as much anymore. Things have changed. In the 7 months that I was gone, Capitol Hill has changed, campus has changed, we have new buildings, we have new food, and we have so many new people who I just don't know anymore. So it's bittersweet in that I'm excited to be back. I'm sad to be back. I loved being abroad. And it's bittersweet because I'm sad to be eventually leaving this really wonderful city and my amazing dear, dear friends that I have. But on the first day of fall quarter, my roommate turned to me and said, "Happy last first day of school." And it struck me, I think, in that moment, that it hadn't really clicked before that, that this was my last first day of school, potentially forever. Who knows? I might be doing kind of postgraduate studies, but this was my last first day of school.
I asked Graham and Michael, for Graham looking forward and for Michael looking back, what their most exciting SU opportunities or memories have been or will be.
I'd say the thing I'm most excited about is just trying out a bunch of different clubs. There's so much to do here that I'm looking forward to over the next 4 years just trying my hand at everything. So far I've done debate. And I went to Model UN meeting, and I started flag football this week. So, you know, even just in the first 3 weeks of school, I feel like I've done so much, and I'm excited over the next 4 years to do more.
Mm-hmm. So many of these memories are tied to space, like the spatial place of campus, but they're also tied to the people. I think about the people that formed me into who I am, or helped me form myself into who I am over the course of my first 3 years on campus, who aren't here. I think about my classes and the really fun classes that I've had, and the really hard classes that I have had, and the all-nighters that I've pulled writing essays for classes. But I also think about resistance to this university, undertaken beautifully and bravely by the students who attend it. I think about the MRC student sit-in. I think about those 20 plus days of students actively resisting against the university and the racism that was perpetuated by the institution to those students. And I think about how the face of this university and the feeling of this university has drastically changed since then.
Michael took a moment to offer Grant and other freshmen some words of advice.
Breathe. Take it easy. Don't do too much. Because I think, right, I did this when I was a first year, and I think I can see a lot of first years doing it now, is where they say yes to everything. They want to do everything. Yes to call these classes. Yes to this. Yes, I want to be involved with this student organization and that student organization. I want to be involved with this sport. I want to volunteer off campus. And I think they get so caught up in doing things that it's super easy to not forget that it's about being. as well, right? Your college experience isn't about doing this or that. It's about being in the space and experiencing, again, that spatial campus space, but also the people that you're with. So breathe, take the time for yourself, explore the city, spend time with friends, get lost, make mistakes. That's how you're going to learn and grow. I think when you're at the beginning of college, your college experience, it's, wow, 4 years, this is going to take so long. This is going to be forever. Or, wow, I have the entire, I have the next 4 years ahead of me. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be such a great, 4 years. And then looking back, it's like, where did it go? Because I can look back and I can remember my first day of classes as a first year going into my honors program. And it was daunting then too, but for an entirely different reason and for an entirely different kind of, it was an entirely different feeling of being daunted. And it feels like I've blinked and it's been 3 years.
Thanks so much to Graham and Michael for joining me, and good luck to both of them in their respective falls. I'm Michaela Kane.
Thanks for tuning in to KXSU News, your primary news source on KXSU 102.1 FM.